the yoga able to bend and twist, doing the acrobatic movement, doesn't alone qualify to be called as yoga yogi. Like archery, I can focus and do a breath control and hit the bull's eyes, doesn't alone qualify to be called as a pranayama. A scuba diver goes within and can hold the breath for 1 minute. We don't call it as a pranayama. Able to sit without movement for length of time doesn't itself qualify to be called as a meditation. Yoga means integration. Yoga means integrating to the higher possibilities. Yoga means integrating the body to the higher than the body's mind. Aligning, connecting the body to the mind is called as yoga. Yoga means when the body is connected to the mind, body becomes resilient. Body becomes lively, enlivened. When the mind is connected to the intellect, that is the connecting the mind to the higher than the mind is intellect, that is yoga. Connecting the intellect to the chitta is called as yoga. Connecting to the chitta to chetana is called as yoga. We are not just a physical frame. There are various dimensions in our personality. Body, mind, intellect, memory, and super memory. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna defines this classification, Indriyani paranyahu, indriyebhya param manaha, manatastu para buddhi, yo buddhe paratastu saha. You have to integrate to the higher limit. Integration means in calculus, year 11, year 12, you studied, you have to put the lower limit and upper limit. Upper limit, the body to the mind to the intellect to the chitta. Chitta can be called as, these days we can understand, it is a cloud. Everyone has a cloud account, so memory bank. When my hardware is destroyed, I buy a new hardware, I draw the whatever stored memory from my cloud onto the hardware. That is called as cloud. It is their cloud. Though hardware is destroyed, memory is not destroyed. Chitta is that one. Body is destroyed, but my memory is still there. I got another body, but what it says, whatever cloud you have stored, only that will be you are able to download in the next life. Body has changed. Patanjali also says, by changing the moving from one species to another, according to the hardware capacity, you are drawing from that same source. That's the chitta. Chitta, your memory, cloud. Chetana means cloud of all clouds. Cloud is my personal account. I can't draw from some other account. The chetana means cloud of all. It's a supercomputer. Every cloud, every account is holed up there. I can't access somebody's, but chetana means all accounts. The chetana, you have to integrate. Integrate chitta. In the next life I am born, the whatever traits I have in this life, I will continue the same trait. Right from the childhood, there are many places of worships. We just go, put some money and come. There is no transformation. Transformation is not happening. They say yoga is a portal, such a portal for total transformation. There is no transformation is happening. We are not taught how can I transform. It talks about if you want to wipe off your memory from the cloud, only way you have to connect yourself to the chetana. Chetana. You connect there. Otherwise, I may be born again and again. I am drawing the same traits. Life after life, the quality thinking is the same. The integration, this integration is a must. One person, yoga teacher said, returned from India, fall sick. Why it is happening? There is no integration. We call in organization, they call integrity. Integrity we talk about. Integrity, body is not connected to the mind. Mind is not connected to the intellect. Intellect is not connected to the chitta. Mind has gone somewhere, body is not cooperating. Body is lagging behind. Mind is lagging behind. Because of this disintegration, I am falling sick often. Body is dragged on. Body is not listening. This integration, for the integration to happen, you have to, in your life, you have to put your lower limit. What is the bottom line? Any business transaction, we say, what is the bottom line? Bottom line is the lower limit and upper limit. You have to put what is the upper limit. How much we, in the generally we think successful life is, I put a upper limit, I want to add one more zero to my bank account. I want to add two more zeros. I put the upper limit accordingly, my range is that much, I get accordingly that one. We, how much you get, define the upper limit in your life. I studied calculus. I never understood what integration means until I studied Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita says that put the upper limit, me as the upper limit. Upper limit, antavatto palam tesham bhavat alpamedasam. Devan devayajo yanti madbhakta yanti mamapi. He says, put me as the highest limit. When you put, your infinite possibility opens up. Our thinking is a tunnel vision, small thing. We are putting the limit on ourselves. He says, alpamedasam, people of limited intellect are thinking small. Our vision is small, tunnel vision, thinking small. If you are thinking small, you will get small results. Alpamedasam, the people of seekers of limited thing, limited intellect, think only small. Madbhakta yanti, devan deveva yajo yanti, but one who has put me as the top limit, integration, upper limit, infinite possibility. There is no end what you can achieve. Sky is the limit. In English we say, sky is the limit. How it is possible? Be ambitious. Put him as the highest possible. When you put the top limit, whatever you get in setting the other lower limit, that also will come along. If you put the top limit is small, you are a glass ceiling. You can't pierce through. When you have the Supreme Lord as the highest limit, you pierce through all glass ceiling, pierce through all obstacles in your life. And scriptures, they talk about, traveler, aim high, achieve great, live beyond your shelf life. Live beyond, that is what I wrote in my new book also, how to live beyond your shelf life. And Shankaracharya in his talks about, fool, bhaja govindam, bhaja mudamate. Govinda means the put your limit, the highest limit, raise your bar. In English we talk about raise your bar. He talks about in Bhaja Govindam, Govinda means one is the ultimate. Put your upper limit. Raise your upper limit. Raise your upper limit to him, ultimate, and mudamate, fool. You are thinking of only the small things. Raise your bar, raise your bar, raise your bar. Accomplish great things in your life. Yoga is an integration. Integration in the small blocks. From body to mind, mind to the intellect, intellect to the chitta, chitta to chetana. Be ambitious in life, not to get settled for ordinary things. Yogi got to be different. Yogi got to be unique. Yogi got to be special. Very ambitious. How can I continue to live beyond my shelf life? Set the goal. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says, put me as the top limit. You see the what are the possibilities comes out in your life. Work towards that one. Work towards not just putting the limit, but you have to work towards that one. And infinite possibility dawns. Yoga is the portal. Yoga is the portal. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about whatever you do, the highest is the yogi. Tapasvibhyo adhikau yogi karmi bhyascha mato adhikaham. Tapasvibhyo adhikau, whatever you, tasmat yogi bhavarjuna. Get on to the portals of yoga, set your top limit, realize unimaginable things in your life. Lie down on your back.